Hello everyone, I am your host here, and this is my first episode. And today, in honor of the first episode, I'm gonna get down straight to business. We all know what it is about, and if not, well, then I'll give you a quick little detail. So basically, teenage therapy for me, like, this is what I'm doing to try to help you guys, and I'm trying to help you guys with stuff that I've gone through. So, this is going to be really interesting, and sorry if you hear any background noise. I'm trying my best to get that sounded out, but it doesn't always work like we want, as we all know. So, jumping straight into today's topic, it is going to be about what to do if your significant other, so your boyfriend, your girlfriend, like, basically boyfriend and girlfriend, what to do if they cheat. Now, we all want to imagine that would never happen, but it has happened many times to me, and let's just start off after we find out. We feel like we did something wrong, and we're like, why are we not good enough? We start to feel worthless. You know? It all kind of just happens. But that is okay. That is exactly how we are supposed to feel, and my dog's gonna join us. That is exactly how we're supposed to feel. There, we can't feel happy that it happened. Let's be honest here, it kind of sucks. But, you know, there's always a way to get through it. So what I find helps, if you're like me, if you have just like a friend has a little property that they don't use or anything, go there, find some stuff, shoot it, kick it, like hit it. Just letting your anger out really helps. And not only does letting your anger out, it really helps, it also, it kind of just gets it out of the moment. And also, guys, don't move on too quickly. You need to take your time. Like, with anything that happens, you need to take your time and get through it. And it always helps when there's someone there to talk to. And sometimes not all of us are lucky enough to have that. But when we are, it's great. But another thing that I find really helps is just talking to your friends. And if you don't have anyone to talk to me. You guys will have my email, and you guys can talk to me about it too. Trust me, this world is full of horrible, shitty things. And it doesn't get any better. It will get better at one point. You will meet that great person, and they won't cheat on you, and they will stay with you. But what you need to do when something happens, is you need to breathe. Just breathe in and out. And remember that you are not worthless, and you are a great person, and you are amazing. And you know what? Since this is a safe place, I'm just going to go and say, I cried for 7 hours, or maybe even more that day, because I was the one that was pulled into a cheating relationship. And when you have trust issues and depression and anxiety and a lot of that stuff, if your mental health is not the best when you get in a relationship and they know that, it just hurts a lot more when they cheat because you opened up to them. And I'm not saying don't ever open up to anyone ever again, because trust me, opening up really helps. But what you should do is you should just take your time and talk to someone when you're ready. But don't let yourself go around believing that you are worthless. Because, honey, trust me, some people in this world are just not good. And some people don't deserve you because, girl, you're amazing. And don't ever doubt that. Sorry, that was extremely loud. And if your pronouns aren't they, them, I am so sorry. And if you're also a boy, I'm once again very sorry. I am LGBTQ, but whatever. That doesn't decide the point. Sorry. You can keep going. You got this. And I know this isn't very long. And I don't intend for these to be very long, but I get my point across. And something that really helped me when I find out. I had my suspicions, but then I found out from a friend too, and it sucks. And if you go and ask the person and they say no, except you know from other people that they did, don't believe what they say. Believe what the other people said. If the other people have asked them and then they have proof, believe your other people. As much as you want to believe them and as much as you don't want to blame them, you have to accept the fact that they are gone and they messed up. And trust me, it will take a while to get over them. Maybe it won't, maybe it will. It all depends on the person. But it's never easy to lose someone you love. And it's never easy when you think that you were worthless to them and that you didn't mean anything. But you matter. You matter. You are amazing. You have to keep going. Talk to people. Talk to me. Don't self-harm over them. They weren't worth it anyways. If they left, they weren't worth it. Because you are worth it. You are amazing. You matter. You are worth all of it. Don't do anything irrational over them. Don't say, I want you back, because deep down we both know you don't. As much as you want them, and as much as it pains you to know what they did, you just have to breathe. You can write about it, you can hit things, but you have to get over them. And I'm not saying you have to get over them fast, because trust me, I had been pushed to move on and go over them. And look at where I'm at now. I'm making a podcast about my feelings. Not an irrational decision. Maybe you can do it, maybe not. I don't know. Your choice. But I want to help you guys with this. And so please, and if you guys also have any other suggestions, I'm going to wrap up this episode here. And if you guys have any other suggestions, please email me, tell me, and I would love to take them, and I would love to get on to them with another segment, because I have no idea for what to do next week. So I'm planning, and my plan is to do every Sunday, Wednesday, and then I think that's what I'm going to post. Maybe other than that, I have something really big coming up in a while, and I will try to post while I'm there, but I'm not sure if I can, so if I miss that, I am so sorry. But guys, remember, you're worth it. And if they left, it's their problem. They left something great. If you don't think you're great because you have scars, because you don't have hair, or because you have so many zits and pimples, that doesn't matter. You guys need to look at yourself in the mirror, and please repeat to yourself these exact words. I am worth it. I'm beautiful. I am amazing, and I matter, and I am worth it. And if they couldn't accept that, and if they couldn't deal with me, that's on them. Because I am an amazing person, and I am here. And please, guys, don't ever give up. Because you are amazing, and you guys are great. Don't ever doubt it. But I'm going to wrap this episode here in about 10 minutes. So I know it's not long, but guys, you're amazing. And if they left, it's on them. I'm sure you guys are amazing. I'm not saying guys, I'm being plural, like everyone. All of y'all are amazing. And no, that's not country. I'm being respectful, thank you. But and if you guys want LGBTQ stuff, I can definitely give you that, because I'm helpful with that. But guys, please remember your worth, and that you guys are amazing, and that you can get through this. Because you will eventually find the perfect one. And maybe after the second try, maybe the first try, maybe the third, or maybe the 50th or more. But you will eventually find the right person. You need to remember that you will. And that you can get through this. You just have to breathe. I hope everyone is going to be okay, and I will see you all on Wednesday.